Welcome back to the AFH podcast, where as we record this, we are enjoying a snowy day, getting another 5 inches of snow before the freezing rain comes tonight. A lot has happened since we talked last month. Another Snowmageddon, Valentine's Day, and another sensational Robinson Secondary School theater performance. This time the middle school put on The Lion King, and it was just sensational. With me, as always, is my daughter Lauren, and she was co-sound director for the show, so a shout-out to her and everyone involved. AFH is an all-breed dog rescue group serving the D.C. metro area, and you can find us online at www.aforeverhome.org. Lauren, what's on tap for this month?
Well, we have more shout-outs to the Centerville Dance Theater and our friend Tatum for helping AFH with donations, a fun quilt raffle, given all the snow we've had over the last month, a review of cold weather pet tips, our dog of the month, Emerson, and our Know Your Breed segment, Pomeranians. And finally, a heads up about upcoming weekly adoption events. Let's get to it.
Sounds great. And a quick programming update before we get going. Last month, we previewed upcoming podcast segments that will focus on fosters. And we did not forget, we're going to kick that off next month. Okay, thanks to the Centerville Dance Theater for collaborating with AFH on a show of new dance routines titled Once Upon a Time that were performed on February 12th and 14th. Lauren and I were not able to attend due to the Robinson performances, but look forward to hearing more about it. We are sure it was great and really appreciate the support for AFH, which benefits from the proceeds. Thank you very much. A big thank you as well to AFH friend Tatum. She just turned 11. And instead of gifts for her birthday, asked for donations for AFH and raised $395. This is such a nice thing to do and so selfless. We just can't thank you enough, Tatum. There is a great picture of her with a dog at our website, www.aforeverhome.org, with a huge smile on her face, so please go check it out. Also, AFH supporters Michael and Patty Pratuk have donated a beautiful quilt and matching pillow to be raffled off on March 20th. At 5 p.m. It is magnificent, really fun, and you can get your tickets at our website, www.aforeverhome.org, for $5 per or 5 tickets for $20. Thank you, Michael and Patty.
Okay, people, with today's accumulation, we are looking at about 3 feet of snow in our region since the last podcast, so we thought it would be good to review some cold weather pet tips. First, be careful while walking your dog outside. While dogs love to romp in the snow, we need to be mindful of them not getting too cold. And do not take your dog off its leash, particularly during a snowstorm, to avoid getting disoriented, lost, or injured. If you have a short-haired dog, consider a sweater or other clothing for warmth. Second, clean your dog's paws thoroughly after walks to remove clumped snow, salt, and other chemicals. Third, antifreeze is a lethal poison for dogs, so keep it secured and out of reach, and clean up after any spills. Thanks to our friends at the ASPCA, the American Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals, for these tips. And remember, if it's too cold for you, it's too cold for your dog.
Okay, that brings us to our dog of the month, who is Emerson, a 10-year-old male neutered Pomeranian mix. And he is a very small but super sweet guy, as it says on our website. He loves his treats. And generally, he's as you'll hear in our Know Your Breed segment, for a Pomeranian, they are generally calm and gentle. And they enjoy attention, and that's just like Emerson. He likes to explore his surroundings, and he gets around very well despite being 10 years old. And we like to, in this segment, if we can, highlight some of the older dogs at AFH. You know, puppies are very easy to adopt out. Older dogs, not always. But there's no reason not to want to adopt Emerson when you see his picture. He is a cute little dog. And as it says again on the website, he is looking for a lap to keep warm. And maybe it's yours. So please check him out. You can find his picture in this brief description at the available dog section of our website, and it is on the second page of that section.
Emerson is so very cute, and that means our Know Your Breed segment this month features Pomeranians. They get their name from the Pomerania region of Central Europe, what is today northern Poland and eastern Germany. Classified as a toy dog and of the German Spitz type, the American Kennel Club recognized the breed in 1888, but it existed for at least a century before that. And ownership by English royalty, particularly of the Queen Victoria, helped popularize the breed. Pomeranians have a 12 to 16 year lifespan, and as mentioned, are very small, ranging between 5 to 11 inches tall and weighing 4 to 8 pounds. Despite their small size, they are generally healthy, sturdy, and confident dogs that take well to training and are protective of their owners. They come in the widest variety of colors of any breed, including blue, and have a double thick coat of fur, which needs regular brushing, and are also known for their plumed tails. As an interesting final note, according to Wikipedia, 3 dogs survived the Titanic, and 2 of them were Pomeranians.
Wow, that is a very interesting breed. Okay, we will get out of here on this. We have a regular adoption event this Sunday, February 21st, from 1 to 4, at the usual place, the Petco in Greenbrier Town Center, 13053 Lee Jackson Memorial Highway, Route 50, just west of the intersection with the Fairfax County Parkway. And as always, we need volunteers at adoption events, so please let us know if you can join us. And check out our website regularly, www.aforeverhome.org, for info on future events, to see our available dogs, and follow us on all of our social media platforms. See you next month.
Bye.